Hello and welcome to Kate and Kat's podcast. We run our podcast a little differently than most. Our podcasts are completely spirit-led, and we never know who we're going to have on or what's going to come up to heal. Every episode is a new adventure where we walk people through healing anything from spirit guides to past lives to inner child work, how the energies and trauma affects the mechanical workings of our physical bodies, and exploring time, space, and dimensions and how it's all happening now. This podcast is for beginners and experts alike. This can be considered explicit content to some, as we do not edit ourselves, and sometimes deep trauma work comes up unexpectedly.
And also, we cuss like sailors. On this episode of Kate and Kat Live, we rolled some dice, pulled some cards, gave some healing advice, and even used some healings from Kat's new book, 138 Healings from Kat and Boots 1-8, Volume 2. We had a blasty blast. It starts with some chaotic energy connected to the first person we work with, then shifts with each new audience participant. Without further ado, if you love bad bitches, and that's your fucking problem, on with the podcast.
I want to co-host with my friend.
It worked!
Hi, friends!
Hey, Missy!
Okay, so we're going live separately, but together, right? So we won't be able to see people's comments.
So, you're going to have to get a dice also, or a die also, and then you'll have to roll, and I'll have to guess on your side, and then I'll have to roll, and they'll guess on my side.
I would love to get a die.
Okay.
20-sided?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just using two. Ah. Too six-sided.
Oh, Jesus. This looks 20.
Yes.
Okay.
I should probably pull some healings from the new book. Probably should.
Yes.
I was like, I have the other picture things ready. I'm like, I want to do the pictures.
The pictures? Okay. So we want to do the book and the what do you mean?
Yeah.
The book. Okay.
Wait, do we want to do tarot cards too?
Okay.
Are they way over there?
No, they're right here.
I kind of want to.
Okay.
Hi, guys.
What, like the cyberpunk one? My true black one?
You can't. You can't do true black.
I have like 50,000. The fucking Eads guy?
Oh, the Oracle ones?
I have a bunch, so that's why I'm like, which
one?
What
about the clear ones?
Oh, the tarot story.
Yeah, let's do those.
Okay.
Oh, we've got votes over here for the green box one. I wanted to, and then votes over here for Cyberpunk too.
What is it?
We had an incident, guys, where like one of us, Kate was hosting and our TikTok glitched again. And then remember, like back in October, we had like four lives in a row where they all like wouldn't save. So we decided we didn't want to take any chances this week and both host together. So we won't all be able to see, like, we won't be both be able to see your comments.
Okay. What am I doing?
Huh?
Which one am I doing?
I want the clear ones.
Okay.
Because we don't ever do those.
Hold up. Be right back.
Okay, well then while you're doing that, I'm going to do the roll to see who gets it.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so choose a number between 2 and 12. I'm going to roll the dice. 2 and 12. And you have to be on my side. I can't see Kate's comments. 7, right away, plum blossom. Right away, 7, plum blossom. God, you guys get so fast with this shit these days. Okay, Kate's coming right back. I'm going to pull a healing for you from my new book, Plum Blossom, since we're already here, okay? Tell me when. Say when. It's going to be in different time. It's going to be when I can read it. Say when, Plum Blossom. Okay. You got this one. And it says, Spirit, if it's in their highest good and their soul consents, please transmute the banked energy of my pet into fuel for their now moment. There you go. And if you don't have a pet, it can be plants as well. Oh my gosh. She does sound like she's fighting for her life. Hey, any deck. Choose any deck.
Okay. All right. Still here? Yes.
Michelle said is she building an altar to read the her clear cards on? And then Yancey's like, Kate sounds like she's fighting for her life. And I was like, it doesn't have to be clear, Kate. It's fine.
I was.
Okay, it's for Plum Blossom.
Okay. Did I make it, guys? Jesus.
I'm not here.
It fell on the ground. I hate this. What the fuck? God.
Finn, we want all of this inside the podcast. Thank you.
What the fuck?
It probably has to do with Plum Blossom's reading.
I think Plum Blossom has a lot of chaos right now.
Hey, Plum Blossom, do you have a lot of chaos right now?
Okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. We try to be prepared beforehand. We never are. We're always, like, spur of the moment. Hey, how about something completely different than we talked about? Sounds great.
Oh, God, I would love to. Okay. Jesus Christ.
They said yes, and my pet is having a hard day too, because that's the healing they got in the book.
Okay. Okay, do you want just a general reading?
Yeah, that sounds great, Kate.
Okay. Plum Blossom with like a general reading, please. Jesus Christ.
Oh, hey, Plum Blossom, why are you so frantic? Can you activate your divine grounding straps, please? There you go.
So much.
It's almost like you're so used to running on full speed that it's like, I don't think you need to, though. So if you were going to be late to work, you can speed and possibly get in, you know, a traffic jam or whatever. Of course, I asked you to do a clear thing when you have a green screen on.
Let me take it off.
If you were already late to work and you speed to get there, you're still already late. So, like, calm the fuck down, because you're just going to still be late. So if you calm down, you can, you know, get there safely and calmly, because calm down. Oh, okay.
God.
It's damn. All right.
Yeah. It's like.
Can you put your hand behind it?
Yeah. Fighting for your fucking life. Are these your guides? Literally fighting for your fucking life.
Yeah, but why? There's nothing actually attacking is the issue.
Yeah. No. And then when you do attack, what are you attacking? And it's like, oh, I see it.
No.
I see it.
It's nothing's like, there. Do you think that you're being attacked? Because you have your guardians, like, in full force attack mode. You know that thing where it's like, set your teenage angst form? They said yes. And we asked a bunch of questions, so I don't know what the yes is to. When you set your teen angst form, and to, like, swing away at intrusions, is it intrusive thoughts that they're swinging away at? Because there's nothing there. Yeah, possibly. Michelle said, is her animal trying to protect her and feeling that same way? There are lots of transmuting. The animal, the pet needed transmuting.
Yeah, and they're really upset about it. You have the cup.
Always feel attacked, been stopping it. Are you doing, like, workings to try to stop it? Are you putting guardians in place? Like, are you doing, it feels like when you're running too fast, and yes, they are. It okay. feels like when you're running too fast and you end up stubbing your toe and, like, falling and scraping your knee and you're like, someone's out to get me!
Putting a stick in your bicycle spoke?
Ugh, yes.
Fucking everyone.
Okay, they said I stopped a lot of it.
Okay. A lot of what?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of what? Going in attack mode? Like, was there something there? Because there's currently nothing there.
Was it all... all this shit?
Yes, it was that. What is... what? But, like...
what is a school?
The attacks. Yes, I was being attacked, they said.
Is it school? Are you, or is this, like... oh.
Are you a feeler, not a seer?
These
or more
tentacles?
Of a feeler?
Are these your tentacles? Are these your own tentacles?
They said, need to calm down, but I'm worried I will get caught off guard. They see and feel. Okay, can you apply your house cleanse to all your filters? There you go. And can you rebirth? No. Yeah. Rebirth and regrow your feelers and your sight stuff conducive to what you now need. It's a lot calmer. Okay, Kate, you were saying something about school?
Yeah, it's like somebody from school. This seems very school, either that or like a really drama-filled workplace, and they're like acting like kids or whatever.
Or witch talk.
Does that make any sense, Plum Blossom?
I'll tell you when they say something.
Okay.
They said no. So then they're not currently in like a school or work thing.
Then what would be attacking you? Besides your own tentacles.
I think your tentacles got sick. Like, if you're, they would be attacking. It would be attacking self if they got sick.
Mm-hmm. Almost like an autoimmune disease.
Yes. And then if they bumped against anything, it would feel like someone's slapping, worse than slapping a sunburn. They said, I have autoimmune.
Oh, okay then. Then do it to... your seer tentacles, your feeler tentacle, all of your channeling tentacles.
To what?
Copy and paste all that. Oh, do you feel like...
all the clean-offs and rebirthing?
Yeah, I'm thinking like a complete
cut-off. They're doing it. They're doing it.
Complete cut-off and...
yeah, because we rebirthed and regrew, because I got complete cut-off too. Does it still need more?
Well, the other ones do.
Oh. Okay, they're doing it. It's the lower back ones. The lower back ones are the ones that were coming forward. These are the feelers here are the ones that are like, let me at them, let me at them. The lower back ones were the ones that were, that's, what is that, connected to finances and stuff.
Oh, that's what was being attacked?
No, I feel like that's what was attacking.
Finances were attacking.
Like, I hear that vine sound where it's like, it sounds like a gun, just like, I cannot mimic it.
Damn. Make it right now.
I'm trying.
Okay, so that makes sense. Throwing all the money at it.
Hey, can you go ahead and do all of our autoimmune healings and workings as well, Plum Blossom, if it's in your highest good, conducive to what you need? There you go. It needs to be like safety wired down too, because like everything that you're clearing off, it's like going back into a ball. There's anxiety here.
What is it, like opening your hands? It's like, no.
Finally breathe.
No, will not be opening my hands. And it's like, why? Don't you want this?
Yes, Michelle said, could her tentacles have gotten sick from always being in that fight and flight? Yes.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. That's
absolutely.
Trauma.
I rebirth my tentacles all the time. Constantly. I help people with trauma. I have trauma. I'm healing. My family and friends have trauma. So I rebirth and regrow my feelers, my tentacles, whatever. And they're not always tentacles. Your feelers can be many different things. Kate has feelers. She just doesn't use them. But they look like big, sharp fucking teeth things.
You're fantastic. They're metal. And some of them look like Doc Ock spindly thingies. And they're, yeah.
And some are just like real sharp looking. They remind me of, in Australia, the fucking building.
Oh, yes.
Sharp. And metal.
The opera, the Sydney Opera House.
Yes. They said, I feel better, calmer.
Okay.
Can you tell all yous on your team, like your first name, like, hey, like I would say, hey, Cats. Kate would say, hey, Kates. I'm okay. Please copy and paste what you did for yourself to them and let them see that you're okay. There you go. Oh, man.
Can you ask them if they're ready to let go?
It's a little bit nervous.
Okay. Ask them what they still need to be holding on to then. Because they are sentient. They're you. So. Your hair? Why are they holding on to your hair?
You don't cut your hair, do you? It's long. It's the things held. All the stuff held. Can you do, if it's in your highest good, please activate Kate's Manic Panic hair washout healing to your hair conducive. Speed it up.
Can you align your hair to the most healed timeline? Just say, you know, spirit of Temazcal, please align my hair.
It's going to feel a lot lighter. And then release soul fragments that are entangled and embedded in, wrapped in divine justice and love, light, and forgiveness. Return them to their rightful owners at this time. Even just for ceremonial purposes, even not to cut your hair necessarily, but I would go in with some scissors and sit there and like just kind of cut a little bit of the ends off to get rid of the dead, like a ceremonial kind of thing. If you're more witchy. Ooh.
Feels really good.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
It's hot around the shoulders still and the arms. They said a lot better, thank you both. I don't even think you knew how, like, you were. You've been fighting for a while.
Yeah, how much you were fucking holding on for dear fucking life.
I keep hearing this stupid fucking karma's a bitch. They should've known better.
Hey, the portal clean outs that you have, the portal squeeze. Plum Blossom, can you activate Kat's portal squeeze clean out healing to your portals that need it?
You might want to take what's squeezed out and save it if you do any kind of like baneful work, because it's going to be some good stuff in there.
That's a justice.
Ooh.
Yours has death in it.
Yeah. So ask your team to, like, put it where or you do it or how. But that stuff that you squeezed out, keep it for later.
I don't know. There's a form of you eating it. They're so fucking happy. And it makes me go, I bet you eat chaos. So whenever your life feels really chaotic, like it was at the beginning of these cards for some reason, you can just be like, hey, form of me that eats this, can you like eat it so it can fuel me instead?
Just eat it.
Eat it.
Eat it.
Eat it. Fuck, I forgot the rest. Damn it. I used to know.
It doesn't. I can't think of it either. I know it, and I can't. Dang it's it. Not coming to mind.
Okay.
So that's just that part. Okay. Didn't know that was going to take a while. It took a while. That was good. We're glad. And it looks like it helped other people as well in the comments. Oh, yes. So that's same. Good. You want to...
Of course. Yes.
Yeah, you can... If you want Plum Blossom, you can release any soul contracts with them having to take your stuff, and then just be mindful to transmute their banked energy. Because even when you release the contract, they're still going to take stuff, because it's like family members want to help. Just constantly transmute their stuff for them.
What are you talking about? It's kind of specific, like a... What was I doing this for? Yes, same.
I'm about to roll Kate's going to roll the die next. And you have to guess the number on her live. And it's going to be, I think, 1 through 20. So
yes.
So if you guys want to guess for like a little quick reading, go to Kate's. Hop on great. Over.
Ready?
Oh, wait. Plum Blossom, go do closing statements or close-up/sign-offs on one of our pages. It'll help a lot. Okay. We're ready. Everybody ready? Everybody on Kate's side?
Everybody ready?
Is it 1 through 20?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yay! Somebody guessed this in the beginning. And it was Helen. Helen. It was five. Just trust me on that.
Okay. All right, Helen. Tell me when to stop. Kate, you're going to have to tell me when she says to stop.
Okay. Stop.
Right, it's this one. Okay. You can't read it, Kate. Stop trying.
Damn it.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good. Helen, are you repeating?
Yes.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good, please defrag and deactivate any programming system from my personal game of life that I did not create. Was it? Or is no longer in my highest good. Please put my life game set to my current controls. I'm going way too fucking fast.
I'm able to.
And desires conducive to my now form. Safety wire that down. Activate my divine shielding and guardians.
All right.
Okay.
Helen, do you want a general reading or for something specific? Giggles felt big shifts. Woo! Helen! Hello!
Hello!
General. Okay. Helen J. would like a general reading. Okay, thanks. What is that?
It's
Oh my god. It's beautiful. What are you trying to do here, Helen?
Okay. Grow.
It's the Yancey said, Kat, you got so muscular since the last time I saw you. What's your secret? It's just the Speedo. It's just the Speedo. Okay, let me see the car.
Okay. They're building something, and I think it's with their husband. I'm getting very
good.
And then he
and I don't see a lot of kids around either. So I am fucking stoked. I am so excited to see this in your reading.
And it's working.
Good. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Can you please cut out the scar tissue? Spirit, if it's in my eyes, good. It's, I don't know if you can see it very well. This is the last card. Spirit, if it's in my eyes, good. Please activate Kate's scar tissue removal healing to my relationship conducive to what is needed.
I'm doing it too. To mine.
It's one of my favorites. It's those things that's like, remember?
Oh, like residual shit?
Yeah, like remember 10 years ago when they lied? And it's like, yeah, but it's healed now. You went and did this, this, and this. And it's like,
I hope this will help because there's so many stories I want to tell about like all the things we've all healed together, but been so sensitive. And it's like, on my end, it's healed and I can talk about it. But on his end, it's not 100%. So I gotta text him. I'm gonna text him to do it.
Okay. Yes, you can do it to your job search, Joy. Absolutely. Sorry if it's in my eyes, could please activate Kate's scar tissue removal healing to my aviation career. And to my TikTok, and to my videos. Didn't feel much.
Should he do? He should probably do it to his guilt and shame too.
Oh, that's a good point.
Embedded guilt and shame.
Mm.
Damn, bitch! I think that's all you needed. I'm gonna pull like an awkward family photo for you.
Those are my fucking favorite.
What?
I said, those are my fucking favorite.
They're really funny.
It's so fucking good.
No, none of these. This one, I guess.
Yes. Oh, do you need to activate your vacuum cleaner, Helen?
I guess
instead of transmuting the scar tissue, it just kind of fell to the ground. So use your vacuum cleaner so you can transmute it.
Activate her husband's vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
And also put the estrogen and testosterone and the polarities of your relationship back to balanced divine working order.
Some comments were filtered to protect the community.
Or them being like, you guys are fantastic. And it's like, ew, stop being gross.
This is filtered. Stop it. Just in case.
What say you, Helen? How do you feel?
Good, she says.
Awesome. Do the closings. Everybody back to my side. 2 through 12. Pick a number. 2 through 12. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I'm rolling. 2 through 12.
Oh my god.
7 right away. Coraline. Man, we haven't done anything for Coraline in a bit.
Hell yeah. What's up, Coraline?
Coraline.
Coraline. Coraline.
She's a reason for... Okay. Tell me when to stop, Coraline. Even though it's going to be lagged. Stop.
Internal this clocker.
Yeah, it's a walkthrough. All right, Coraline, it's a walkthrough. So step number one, Spirit, please take me to my clock room. There you go. Spirit, please apply my house cleanse to my clock room. Please cleanse and purify all the pieces of my clock that are scattered throughout time and space and return them to me at this time. If it's in my highest good, please activate Kate and Kat's clock restoration healings and workings to put my clock in working conditions. Please put my clock back to balanced divine working order. Please upgrade my internal clock and set my inner time to match what I prefer in my now human form. Please lock this all down. Apply all my security healings needed and return me to my vessel. Ooh. Hard time.
I hadn't been there in months.
And yeah, so it's been a while.
Okay.
Especially since, like, time like, switches and whatever. We've been through a few.
Okay. Copy and paste that to finances, too? Jesus. Okay. Where needed.
Oh, copy and paste it to your heart space room, Coraline. They said as I was complaining about feeling rushed. Yeah, I like spiders just fine, Cherry Goth. They're okay. Land octopi.
Heh. Okay. Coraline would like a general reading, Kiddinks.
Caroline on this side did the little emojis where it's the little head like speaking to cards.
Yeah. Oh my god. That's so good.
She's real good with the emoji stuff. I wonder if you've looked at any of the emoji healings, Carolina, and been like, I wouldn't have chosen those. I could have done these so much better. Knowing you, probably.
Okay. All right. This is the first one. This seems like some kind of code.
It doesn't feel code. It doesn't feel like it needs to be unlocked. It doesn't feel like it feels like it's yours.
Yep, definitely.
Can you magic is involved. Can you turn it just a little bit more? Can't really see it.
Oh. Magic is involved.
That's perfect.
A lot of magic. This must be for your family.
This is her little group. This is her like spiritual family. Oh, her physical family is her spiritual family as well.
It's you hit the target, but the target hasn't hit you. If that makes any sense, like
the scope is adjusted. That's really fucking cool. That's really cool. So it makes it to where even if they traced it back, they're gonna miss every time because it's aimed like not at you guys. Like you hit your target, like Kate said, but your scope is aimed differently.
It's successful.
Holy shit, that's fucking awesome.
And it's working.
Sweet.
So, whatever you're trying to grow, it's working.
For that, thank you, OMG. I want to say this is just the beginning, but it's, the words don't fit completely.
Huh. It's in your dreams.
Dreamweaver.
Hey, go ahead and whatever you guys set up in your current life, whatever you guys talked about doing, can you go ahead and set it up in your other like pocket dimension realms and make sure that like all targets are skewed that are incoming? There you go. Do you want to pull a card? What are you doing? Oh, you're blocking out the light?
Yes. You can't
block out
the sun.
I was like, are you a Boy Scout, Kate?
I solemnly swear to sell.
Oh, wait, that's mint. Hunger Games.
Oh. I solemnly swear to hunger. Okay, so I didn't do all that.
Sure, please do that.
Coraline. Yes, I agree. Oh, Jesus.
Bruh, that is Kate's definition of what sexy is.
Whenever somebody says sexy because I'm a seer, I'm like, yes. It's like, this is my channeling right here. So it's like, wow, that's so sexy. Does that really feel?
Yes, it's a good word. Yes.
I agree. It's fucking awesome. Hell yes, so it's working. And,
cool. Yep, just do close-ups. Closing statements or close-ups. Absolutely. All right, everybody over to Kate's side. She's going to roll a d20. Ready, go!
Go, 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 go,
go.
Bill, 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 Bill.
Bill, nine,
Bill, 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 Bill.
Everybody go to Kate's side to guess, because I she can't see, I don't know her number on her
Helen, back. You're not getting it again. I'm so sorry. We're rolling again. Someone guessed it earlier. And it was Yancey.
Okay.
But it's just annoying because it's the same number, 5. And then before that, it was the same. And then Helen got it. Okay. All right. Fancy Yancey, you're up.
Yancey has to say stop. And you got to tell me when she says it.
Yes, stop. Ooh.
Okay. Spirit, if it's in my highest good, please. This is like the one I associate with Ben. Please release, remove, and undo any agreement to products, consumerism, corporate America, or the like that I made in this lifetime or other lifetimes that are no longer in my highest good.
That doesn't sound good. Ever.
Yancey and Ben are part of the same oversoul, so that's funny to me.
Twinsies?
I was telling them. Twin, where have you been?
Nobody makes deals like you on products. Nobody.
Okay,
ready? Fancy Yancey general reading or just something else?
Everybody wants general. Has anybody not said general?
Yes, one time in the last live we did this in, and so I've been riding that high. So I'm like, maybe. All right. General reading for Fancy Yancey. Ah! Aw, why? Anyway, okay. I will tell you in a minute.
Thank you for the gift. That was sweet.
Okay, Yancey, all over the fucking place. Number one, you're just surrounded by your material shit. They're weighing on you. Like, what did you recently get into, like, a hobby? And you're just like, I gotta get all the things for this hobby.
But then full hobby. ADHD mode kind of thing?
Yes. But
excited, so excited about the project, and then after you get all the things, you're spent, and you can't, is it your oils? Or is it something else?
She did the smiling, crying face.
The one I hate?
Yes.
I hate that one. Ben uses it. Kate uses it too now.
It's because it's fucking hilarious. It's like, and then this is actually where you want to be. So it's
giving
like,
out the oils, selling the
yes,
oils.
But it's like,
Oh, so we need to help her get from A to B.
But you're fighting with yourself.
Because of her type A personality. Type B personality. Which one is the one that's like, she can't organize it?
B. A is like super strict.
She's both.
Oh. Type AB. AB positive.
Yes.
And then, but it's already grown. There's the branch. It's already grown.
Yeah, but it's but it doesn't look like what she thought it was going to look like.
It's like, here's all the things. No!
But it's right here.
I'll just put a little magic on it, and it'll be all better.
Yancy, you can sell the products not just to your massage clients. You can sell them on their own. Are you limiting yourself? Or do you not know how to do that part?
She hasn't said anything yet.
Even
if you had
him,
how to do that part.
Even if you had him at like a discount, well, you don't have to, but like, remember how Kate and I, like, you're one of the people we sent the candle to try, and we wanted feedback, like, but for the most part, like, it gets people interested if people have already tried the product. So even if you still only want to sell it here and you don't really want to get involved with the, like, legalities or the starting a new job or the shop or what does that entail or where do I do it? What's the fees? That's another thing I have to upkeep, plus my family, plus my career, blah, blah, blah. You don't it doesn't have to be a big ordeal. You can just have, like, Kate and I didn't start a candle shop. We make like one each a week. Well, it's not a big deal. We're not overwhelmed by it. And you can have it as like a discounted sample kind of thing or a sample sale. And you just have like one of each and you're like, up today only.
Get them while they're hot.
First come, first serve. But
first come, first swerve.
Leave a review on them. And then you can tell your massage clients, this is what people are saying, raving about. What are you seeing, Kate?
It's like somebody tries it, and then like whenever you do your massages, be like, this is a fan favorite. This is a cult
favorite. This one always flies off. When you say this one flies off the shelf, in their head, there's 50,000 on a shelf, and everybody's buying them. The shelf could house one product.
And it just keeps flying off.
Well, it does. Our candles fly off, but we don't have a million of them made. Doesn't mean they don't get
fly
got.
Off the shelf. Fly off of my bookshelf.
Nancy, do you want help with it? Do you want my, like, input on shop? Do you want that right now? Is that what you need? Like, just a little bit, like, why we sell our products where we do and why?
Yancy, to the other thing you said, is that makes sense. I do, but I can book with you.
Well, not necessarily, because other people need it too. So what part are you wanting real quick? Do you want our input as to, like, why we use what we use? Kate and I go for, like, one, what we're guided to, like, if she looks online, goes to Reddit post or whatever, I go to YouTube and I go to whichever review I'm guided to. And then our next step is it free or very inexpensive? Yeah. And then we go to, is it international? Actually, international might come before the inexpensive part. Yeah. And then, and it's like, I don't know anybody using, she and I are the only ones that use PayHip to my knowledge, but I tried Shopify and I tried doing it on my website and they weren't, we have all those blocks to where if it's not right for us, it won't work. You have blocks too, which means you could try any of them. And if it's like overcomplicated, it won't feel good.
Because if it was meant for you, it wouldn't be complicated. It would be like, oh, this is in my language.
And seriously, like the day that we decided, yeah, let's go ahead and do these candle things, we had the descriptions up. Like, Kate was at work. I had sessions that day, and it was like, boom, 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 boom. And then it was up and ready and gone. And we
already,
like,
knew how to ship for some reason. I was like, oh, I know how to make labels. Oh, I know how to do that.
And I was like, oh, yeah, and I could do this part. And it was so fucking effortless. And it, like, but that's because the healings that we have, which you have as well, is set up to where there's roadblocks for things that aren't meant for you. and the pathways are open for the things that are. So it takes a lot of that fucking, like, turning wheels guesswork out of shit.
A lot of spent energy on nothing. And if anything annoys the fuck out of me more, it's wasted fucking energy. I think everybody should.
I think same for Yancey, but instead of knowing what to do with it, she sits in it.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Okay. I've done that before. The cul-de-sac healing.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to do the cul-de-sac healing too, Yancey, it's like a, we were on the phone and it's
I know everything that happened on that phone.
Yes.
Okay. So I was like, hey, I have a session later today. I was talking to Kate on the phone. I was like, I have a session today and I can't do anything. I have to go to the post office. I had to go to the bank. Mm-hmm. I have to go to the bank. And I was like, man, you know, what's weird is like when I have something to do later that day, whether it was when I worked in the restaurant or whatever, I can't. If I have something to do, even at 4 p.m., I can't go anywhere. And then Kate said that you had something similar to that.
Mm-hmm. And I did.
But you would get, she would get it done.
And spin on it. I need to get this done because then I'll keep thinking about it. I hate thinking about things over and over. And then, yeah, so it's like a cul-de-sac. And then
we made little tricycle bikes and you like pack your little tricycle bike because you're like the tricycle bike in this pocket dimension and you pack for the day. Like, okay, I've got this. Like, it's like a checklist. It's like, okay, I've got this and this and this and this and I'm good to go for the day. And then you start your little travels and you have all your maintenance kit and all your stuff energetically. And then the cul-de-sac opens a pathway for exactly what you need. And it's just like, whee!
Do, 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 do. Joy said, oh my, OMG me. Well, there you go, Joy. Okay.
So that's Kate and Kat's cul-de-sac healing. And you can do it to yourself and to your business conducive.
Oh.
The beauty of that is you don't have to make the checklist. Like there's for you in a way that's conducive to the situation. And you can be like, oh, and you can make the checklist, but there's no pressure. Like it'll still be fun to do it if you want to, if that makes sense.
Wow, Yancey, it's you. Sleeping peacefully. Oh, I have that thing to do. And then you just think about it. All right, we want to do one more?
Yes, Yancey, please go do closings. Thank you. Okay, everybody go to Kate's side of the screen. She's going to roll a
d20.
Oh, never mind. Come to mine.
Come to Kate's side. Go to Kate's side. Hurry.
Over here.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm rolling two dice, 2 through 12. Ready, go. 2 through 12, guess. Only on my side, because I can't read the comments on Kate's. No. Guess the other number.
My God, guess the other number.
Guess the other number.
Nancy said that number made her angry.
Guess the other number. Yes, Giggles Batty, 5. God dang.
5 again? Okay.
Someone said 15. 2 through 12. Okay. They said 15. All right, Giggles Batty, tell me when to stop.
Tell me when to go.
Joy, it didn't show up on my screen. You saw how mad I was. Stop. I have like 3 pages in my hand for stop. Fuck. All right, I'll do this one.
Ooh.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good, please give all younger versions of me a light bulb moment conducive to what each of them need for clarity and creativity. Feels really good. Nobody knows you like you.
Nobody.
Okay, Giggs. What are you looking at, Kate?
I'm looking
at your stuff.
I don't know. I went into their friendship stuff. Are you having problems with a friend right now? Because it was like the cardigan song. I want to take a paper cardigan.
It's not a cardigan. God, yeah. I love that song.
And then you started singing the nobody likes you, nobody.
She said, yes, OMG.
Okay, well, let's see what's going on then.
I want to take God, that song is fire.
Okay, I'll finish it.
I got my honey can. I said, daddy with the booty.
Booty.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Not really giving me other cards because you just keep kind of looking at the problem and then just looking at it. And then just look. Yeah, it's not giving me any other cards because you're just looking at it. Just looking at the problem.
Why?
Just kind of looking.
Why, Gix? She said, OMG, I know. Cry face, cry face.
Do you want clarity on it?
I don't think they want it to be there. I think they want it to go away.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't it go away from getting clarity?
She said some clarity.
Okay. All right. So infuse it with clarity.
There you go.
Activate Kate's Baklava healing to all of it.
How come when you infuse it with clarity, it went down your spine? That was fucking weird.
I guess you were.
Say your Baklava again.
Oh, Spirit of the Nice Good, please activate Kate's Baklava healing to all this. Kat's detangling of roots healing to all this. And Kate's sorting foam healing to all this.
Kat's little thing.
And then remove all magic and mirages from all of it, too, just in case.
That makes me want to cry.
It's almost like a weird working thing.
Do you have all your eggs in one basket? Is this like your bestie and your chosen family? And if you don't have them, you feel like you have nothing? If I can't have you,
I don't want nobody.
She said, yes, crying face. But I don't know if it was to me or to what you said. I think it's what you said. And then Gig said, I'm like so quiet. Yeah, anytime I see you make a video, you take it down.
What if you talk about it?
She said, it's like so quiet.
What happens if you talk about it with them and like how it made you feel and stuff? That's always how I.
You have to, right? Because you'll get that weird fear. Like intrusive thoughts. One of the intrusive thoughts that Kate gets, it's just like we healed a lot around it, but it was like they're going to leave.
Yeah. If I don't do something right, they'll just leave.
Or they'll get tired of me. They're going to, like, I'm not doing enough.
Yeah.
And it would be like, we always talk everything out. So, and that's all I pretty much have to say to Kate is like, right. If we need to leave, we will. But we always talk it out. And so, what happened to you? And then she's like, right, absolutely, of course. Gig says it was giving I'm a leave before I hurt more, but it was just trauma.
So what would happen if you did say that? Like, hey, these are my thoughts that I had, and this is what I know that it was, and I have to say it so I can get it off my chest and it can be healed.
And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm right, I'm right. We gotta talk about it. Because it could be in your head, and then it would just fester. It could be nothing. It could be huge, too.
Like, I can't tell you how many times that I've said something out loud, and then somebody that I'm saying it to is like, that's not how I interpreted it. And I'm like, oh, for real? I've just been thinking this? Like,
Gig says, I've done that for another friend, but I like talking about it because usually they are understanding, too.
Yeah. Not even giving them a chance to be understanding.
And then they're like, right, right, in agreement. in agreement to what you said.
Mm.
I think that's all you need to do, Giggs, is talk about it. Here, let me pull a little... Here. Just talk about it, Giggs.
That's all you need to do. Talk about your chickens, okay?
That's it.
That's all you needed, was to talk about your fucking chickens.
Bop, bop, yeah.
Love you, Giggles.
That feels a lot better. Yeah, absolutely. They said, LOL, thanks, y'all. And then don't forget, it might not have seemed like you're doing a lot of healing during this, but you did. So please go do closing statements or close up / sign-offs. Love you, too.
Lots of good perspectives here.
That's it. That was fun. It was chaotic and great.
It was fucking hilarious.
Good times, guys.
Thank you all for joining us.
Who in the hell said be gathering eggs?
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Thanks, Heather. That was nice. Okay.
Okay. Bye, bye guys. Bye. Don't be a disconnect.
Book a dual session with Kate and Kat. Visit either of our websites listed in the description of this video. For a spirit guide reading, you can book with Captain Kate at www.captainkate.com. For a one-on-one trauma healing session with Cat and Boots, you can visit www.catandboots138.com.